Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I just bought another shovel. This year we buried a lot of bags, you did. Oh, this drip on me.
Hold up.
Gotta keep an extra clip on me. Keep it on me like ID. Ain't no swag for free.
Yeah.
Trapping on the rape for the winner. Yeah,
what you
trying to do? Traveling out the rape in the winter. You can't control my temper. I take your whole damn pimple. I make it look that simple. Swerving this bit like a rental. I keep a horse on the ember. I got the racks in my denim. I let my dog out the kennel. But take a fleet on my drip. Yeah, yeah, and she don't want me to sip. It's too much jealousy, niggas can't never be real. I caught a felony, nigga, when none of you here.
Hold on.
I work every day at this shit, like it cannot disappear.
Swear.
I pray every day about this shit, when I go jump on the lift. God protect me from all of the bogus and niggas and roguish.
Yeah, water me down like Pacific, my watch and my chain, my rings. Yeah, all the drip for me, I had to go change my name.
I came from the Mexico, this shit ain't gonna never be the same. I fuck on her every day, but she ain't gonna never get clean.
Got this drip on me.
Put up. Gotta keep an extra clip on me. Keep it on me like ID. Ain't no swag for free.
Yeah.
Trapping on the rape for the winner.
yeah. Turn out the race for the winner. You can't control my temper. I take your whole damn pimple. I make it look that simple. Swerving this bit like a rental.
I'm whipping the robe around. I got a plastic cup in a low under 4 pounds. Whoa, whoa. I sent the jet to Miami to pick up the soul pounds. Go, get it. My bro got the shoulder low on repeat while he roll around. Gotta repeat. I'm doing the same thing. Licking my lip like Romney. Didn't head on the private plane. They call me 23,000 like LeBron James. Might put me some gator home. They get in the leg and just blow the brain. I fuck on the face. I came fast like a sunny cane. Get on my lover, dog. I just want some rest. I'm just trying to ball. I spent a couple million on my nigga behind the wall. The chain gang. I teach him the fast come. The bang gang. Don't say none at all. Say none at all. I got some chips on me. You did. It's on my hip on me.
Oh, this hip on me. Put up. Gotta keep an extra clip on me. Keep it on me like IG. Ain't no swag for free. Yeah. Trapping out the rape for the winner. Yeah. Trapping out the rape for the winner. You can't control my temper. I take your whole damn pimple. I make it look that simple. Swerving this bit like a rental.
Welcome to Drip the Mic Pulmonology. We've been waiting and salivating to hear your ink. As we open the hotel, come sit a spell and emerge with this no gravity. That dial-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1, because we are openly waiting for you to confess your pulmonology.
Pulmonology. Pulmonology. The ability to season your ink so that it leaks perfected for taste. Listen as we verbally lace your ears from our dental so that it digests into your mental deeper than it traits from your own bloodline. Close your eyes and embrace for the impact of our oral vision as our words category 5 their way through your mind and impales your spine. It's time. Kings and queens, it is time to unwind with some of that lyrical astrology. Tonight we drip, so drop what you're doing and show Drip the Mic your pulmonology. Soothe your psychology with gifted word wizardry. We have been in the lab, spending energy and creating crazy collabs, constructing chemistry on pulmonology. Pulmonology. Queens, we want you to stretch your pen like the first time you gave in and he parted your walls until your lungs caved in. Kings, we want you to use your pens to dig so deep like the first time y'all got it in. And you use every inch to reach where she ends. Because this is pulmonology with subliminal and erotic sage. Pulmonology. Tell your story and open your mind to the grind of this open mic expression. Archive your ink into the ears of those who share or speak. Do not dilute your self-impression. Anxious earlobes craves to shower within your imagination. Craves to share your situation with stationary acceptance of your artistic information. So expose to us your cadence on pulmonology. Pulmonology. P-O-E-M-A-N-O-L-O-G-Y. Pulmonology with your host, Subliminal and Erotic Sage. Tonight we drip on pulmonology. Pulmonology. with subliminal and erotic sage. Pulmonology.
I got this hate love thing that's going back and forth with your body. I'm going to tell you about it in this next piece. Check this out. Run it. I got a hate love for your intoxicating seduction. Since our introduction, your energy has been inducted within my mind's circumference, and I fucking hate this interruption. Because nothing gets accomplished when you cause this dysfunction. But on some real shit though, I fucking love this interruption. You release this compulsion as you're in a class of your own when it comes to my explosion. Your emotion to my organ is like the flute to a cobra. You have a sobery aura, and your skin tone is golden as leaves in October. I fucking hate the way you know the power of your essence. You know the relevance of your presence is the secret to me leaking my expression, but I fucking love the way you know the power of your essence. As you in return accepts my excellence in hopes that my elements swell in your wetness. I fucking hate the way you display your gifted lips. Irresistible tricks, both hands or no hands, you exhibit the perfect grip. And I fucking can't stand you for knowing that shit. But on some fucking real shit, I fucking love the way you display your gifted lips. I find comfort in your kiss, especially when that kiss is placed in the perfect spot with the enthusiasm of Jill Scott. Your skills got me illing for that thrill. I want to feel that vacuum sealed tongue moving like a windmill lip lock. I fucking hate that you know when my anger shows, all you need is to emerge from the shower walking slow with no clothes. And the energy from my anger gets transposed to my pole, causing it to grow. I fucking love that you know my anger shows. All you need is to emerge from the shower walking slow with no clothes. Because once your temple is exposed to me, I begin thinking feet. Instantly a beast is released in me that you will be glad to meet. I fucking hate the way the first time you made love, I turned you around as I actually knew how. You whispered to me how I done fucked up now. And you did that for real. Instantly I feel your swag on you still. I fucking love how you know I got a weakness for that back shot. I just want that same energy when I hit you with this hate love and make that swag pop. I got a hate love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It has been a week and we are back here at Drip the Mic Pulmonology. I have been waiting and salivating to hear what you are about to bring to this open mic forum. We don't care what you bring, but the hotel is on fire and I need you to spit and use those fire extinguishers that you have that we call a mouthpiece and put out these fires. And as you do, you'll be able to make it to your room. I am your beautiful host, Subliminal. And my co-host, Erotic Sage, has had a small procedure done that has taken her voice from her. We wish her all the love and support and that she gets back to where she needs to be. The show must go on. But that dial-in number to get in here and use your mouthpiece as a fire extinguisher is 646-378-0355. But I need you to press that 1 to make this mic drip. It has been one hell of a week so far. I know that a lot of us are worried about what's going on in the world. This coronavirus got people getting laid off, people stuff closing down. It's just hard out there for everyone right now. But still here, Drip the Mic is open. We not laying anybody off. We got plenty of room, plenty of food. We ready for y'all to come in and do that thing. But I'm going to start the show off, like always. But I can't ask myself the question, so I'm going to go ahead and get someone to ask me the question real quick, and then I'll go ahead and spit my mouthpiece fire extinguisher. Aziz, the pulmonologist, can you ask me the question, please, sir?
Well, I'd be more than happy to, my dear. And that question is, can you, won't you, will you, could you make this mic drip?
But of course. I'm alone, but not lonely. A story never told. Premonitions got me laying here thinking how your lips ink my soul. All consuming, earth-shattering, epic graffiti monuments. Surrendering to the persuasion of anticipation for my alpha male. I'm confidently lost in your spell. Literal whispers in the air. Let me know that you are near. Caressing robust mountain peaks. Imagining your chocolate tip. Warmth spread like fire, yet nothing but still. I remind myself for a moment, but only for a moment, of my solitary existence. For I'm a home alone, awaiting the day for your presence. My intense heat is nagging me to proceed. All caged up, perched in my own prison, craving a healthy fertilization from your garden, awakening medieval moments. With one fingertip, I slipped and touched and grazed it. Suspended briefly, rushed my head. So I tasted. Tremendous power twinkled, the clit felt amazing. I submitted to her cry. Feeling bad inside, but this fantasy is blazing. Silence all around, fresh and knotty sounds this bullet is making. She decided to think for herself, rotating her lips with robustious content. They celebrated in union, a melophilous experience, not even acknowledging your existence. Then I slide my hand between my legs, and whose pussy is this? Patting my pearl, giving it a stick, tasting my creamy filling, because my secret confession is I'm confidently lost in you. And that's that piece.
I fantasize about being led on, catered to, and handled by you all fucking night long. Apparitions of you with little to nothing on. Nothing specific comes to mind, but I do appreciate costume wearing, you know, well, maybe a thong, but we'll get to that in a minute. Right before I talk about how I invest girth and length within it. As you can see, I've given it lots of thought. Your fingers have been booked on this tour, travel paid for, and airline tickets have been bought. So, spoil me. Allow your hands to travel me curiously. Explore me as if you adore me. Let your painted fingertips study every inch of every vein in my dick, because I know you love long stories. Stroke it for me. Stroke it like your travels has landed you on the beautiful island of Hawaii and you have the perfect view of this calm volcano before it erupts. Soothing motions excites the lustful tip throbbing for your bustful lips, anticipating their slightest touch. Suck in all of my impatient anticipation. Exhibit that slight strangling and gagging. Take advantage of all that you can manage. Like you've been stranded, and this is your first meal, so you're looking all on me like you're a little bit famished. That's right. Spoil me. Be blatant in your effort when you swallow, slurp, and toy with it. Deep descent and only come up for air to ask me if I'm enjoying it. Nothing bashful about your checkpoints when you're blowing this breathalyzer. My blood alcohol is below 0.8 and there's nothing avoiding it. So spoil me all fucking night long. Remember I brought up that thong? Well, I have a little fetish that right before I eat, I put my face between them cheeks and remove them with my teeth and let your face sit so I can taste it. I've had back-to-back visions of that fat black cat like it was a glitch in the Matrix. And I can't even wait for your juices to paint my features unrecognizable. Your climactical juices flow so hard you give me a facelift, especially with the way I lightly flip that clip back and forth like my tongue is playing both sides of the tennis court. Spoil me, rotten to the core. Allow your nectar to pour all over my labia, licking lyric spitters until my taste buds absorbs your river. Your quiver is the way that your anatomy signals me like a tour guide to your insides. But this is a spoil me, so ride my stride until I break your riptide wide open. Your streaming ocean has me floating. My aggression and my stroking, hoping you accept this potency in me as appreciation. Your demonstration invested in me like a timeshare property, so that for your next vacation requires no reservation, as long as your motivation is to spoil me. And that's my drip.
So you just gonna come in here and ask people to blow you? To blow you like a breathalyzer? Just coming in here just setting the tone already.
Yeah.
Again, this is Drift the Mic Pulmonology. And see how the pulmonologist came through and just use that mouthpiece as a fire extinguisher and put out some of these flames. I'm going to need everyone else to come in and do the same. But in order for you to do that, that dialing number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip. I am your host, Subliminal. And again, my beautiful co-host, Erotic Sage, had a procedure done on her throat, so she will be out for a little bit. Don't know how long, but I'm praying for her to have a speedy recovery. And I thank you so far, Aziza Pulmonologist, for coming in. And, you know, you kind of just, you spit your mouthpiece and use that fire extinguisher, but you haven't put out the fire. The hotel is still burning. The hotel is still running. And I'm going to need some more people to come through and put out this fire.
Oh, we're going to be needing a little help, y'all. Y'all want to play?
We're going to need a little help.
Yeah. Y'all want to get y'all freak on. Don't let our shit burn down. That's all I got to say.
We're going to need some help. I mean, we can't do it by ourselves. I mean, we really, truly cannot put this fire out by ourselves. Now, we've attempted. We truly, truly have attempted. Y'all heard those two opening pieces.
I'm not much of a firefighter. I'm only used to one kind of smoke inhalation. And
should have known. I should have known.
There's only one kind of smoke inhalation I can deal with.
Smoke inhalation that you be dealing with all day long. I know.
Yes.
I don't even look. I walk the other way. I know.
It'd be a problem. Somebody come try to. Yeah, it'd be a big problem. Somebody try to come put that fire out.
Oh, but I try.
It'd be all type. No, so you'll cause all types of problems doing that shit.
I try.
All types of malfunctions.
I be taking the fan, turning the fan just a little bit more than what it's supposed to be turning. Yeah, I be trying.
Oh, man.
Turning.
Oh,
it don't work though.
God,
it does not work.
And that goddamn fan blowing my damn.
We didn't come here to talk about the fan putting out your fire. We didn't come here. We came in here to ask these strippers to put out this fire.
Yes.
That being said, I think it would be only fair if we go ahead and open up these mics.
Let's do it.
And our first fire extinguisher that's coming to this mic is none other than Poetic.
Yo,
my like-minded brother, Queen Sublime. Do over here on Drip the Mic. What's up, y'all?
What's up, what is going on?
Man, I'm just chilling, enjoying what I've heard thus far. Both of y'all are some dope spitters, dynamic pieces. I loved it. And yeah,
the hotel
is burning, bro. The hotel is burning.
The hotel was burning.
Yeah, we need some help.
We need some help putting these fires out.
I don't know if I'm gonna put a fire out. I might add
motherfucker gonna pour gasoline on the fire and shit. you know the fuck you dealing with. I thought I was grabbing the water tank. Oh, that's the gasoline.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my god, I keep forgetting who I'm talking to.
That whole wing about to just. We can forget that wing. Yeah, we're going to forget that wing.
Oh, my goodness.
But, that wing definitely going to be closed by construction.
But that wing is his wing, so I think he's going to be able to put that one out.
He
think he's going to put that side out.
It'll be a break
that wing that's up there. Yeah, that wing right there that I'm going to need him to use his mouthpiece as a fire extinguisher to do. That's his wing over there. That wing is where he always roams. That's his room.
Yes,
so in order for him to keep his room, he's going to have to go ahead and put it out.
It's about preservation, brother. First law of nature.
First law of nature.
It's about preservation, brother.
So with that being said, poetic.
I got to get out the way.
This mic. Drip.
Title of this piece is called Red Boxes. She wanted me to come over and spend some time while she laid on my shoulder. So I told her I was on the way. There was nothing left to say. I showered and then got dressed. Body oil and lotion scented my body, and I confessed. I have been waiting for the moment I can be hers. Well-groomed to perfection, thinking about her curves. She texts a few minutes later. Baby, bring a bottle of wine from your cellar. I grab some passion fruit sparkling Moscato, thinking just right for some candlelit conversation. Deeper thought-provoking sensation as I grab the wine already chilled. Will this be the moment my desires are fulfilled? So I quickly reviewed my presentation in the mirror, hoping tonight things would become clearer. She unloads her truths onto me, and I lift her up and bear her burden so she's flawlessly presented before my eyes, thinking to myself, I got to answer to many of my whys. But for tonight, I'm challenged even more to be your king wearing my battle armor, lavished in the finest fragrance and aroma of you and joy, just by chance. Tonight, love will abound everlasting. No more hiding and masking. Our true feelings, playtime is over. It's time to be serious, hotter and no longer colder. The temperature outside doesn't reflect the passion and heat burning on the inside. Hell's fire and brimstone can't begin to burn this hot. So let's not delay the inevitable. Open the door, lover. I'm ready to be incredible. As I stand there with nothing on under my trench coat waiting to kiss her. Exposed on my red boxes. I love you. I love you. In peace.
Wow. That piece was like really like digging. You know, that piece kind of went inside. It was more than just the erotic piece. I dig that piece. I love it.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
I think the word you're looking for is sensual erotic.
That's it.
I know it was very deep. But I didn't want to sound too cliche because I got a little bit more out of that than just sensual erotic. I got I got some passion, some feeling,
passion.
Some substance, you know, to the emotion, as opposed to the energy that you put in to like just sexual. So that's why I didn't go to sensual. I think it deserves something a little bit better than that.
Thank you, my brother.
Absolutely.
Understandable. I agree. Understandable. I mean, he only spit you know, for his room to be, you know, saved.
You already know. You already know.
He wasn't worried about the rest of the hotel. He only wanted to make sure that he still had his room.
That's right. Because you know what that means. If everywhere else is burning, that means everybody got to converge into one space.
That's true. That's true. Good point. Very good point.
He trying to save us on the room fees. I mean on the cleanup.
I'm trying.
Too funny. So my like-minded.
Sorry, I didn't say.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Because you know you gonna do what you gonna do anyway. That's what the president does. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is not my show. I'm just visiting. And it's always the ladies first around here.
But you don't even know what I was gonna say. So go ahead.
I was just gonna see what you got going on.
I think we were having the same type of conversation.
Absolutely.
By all means, go ahead, Queen.
Poetic, before we send you off to your room that's safe for now, what do you have going on, sir?
Well, for this week, tomorrow night is to get down with J. Rob, the wise son of yours, truly Poetic. And then Friday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And I promise you, I've been toying around with some topics for Friday night's show. I think it's time for us to get steamy again. And certainly after Drip the Mic, whatever that topic is, whatever that theme is, you know, we might as well just keep the night just heated, you know. So I'll be announcing that topic tomorrow. And then Sunday night will be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson and yours truly, Poetic. So, you know, we just everywhere.
Nice.
Just doing it, you know?
Man, love it, man. Well, definitely, man, shout out to Epiphany Radio, and shout out to your CEO, man. Keep doing your thing. We love it over there.
Man, we love having y'all, man.
Yes, definitely.
And we love being over here with y'all too, man. Don't get it twisted, man.
No doubt. Oh, for sure.
And you know, I had a conversation with the Queen a little yesterday that Corona ain't stopping no plans. She ain't stopping no plans, so we're gonna move forward. Now, if I could just get her to agree to the Marvel themed wedding, bro.
I've been watching Marvel movies and shit. Had her all into them with me and shit. And,
still not feeling it.
You know, I mean, I'm working on it, brother.
Okay, brother.
But wait, and as soon as it was over, I said, "Baby, what you think about this right here?" Nothing Marvel. Oh, look at this right here. Nothing Marvel.
Man, listen, dude. We done switched up colors, I think, twice already.
We've only done it once. We have not done it twice.
Okay.
We've only done it once.
Okay, well, we're on our
second color,
put it that way.
We are on our second color, but we've only switched it up once.
And that's because the colors,
well, you know, one color I had in my wedding before the previous marriage and the other color you had in yours. So we said, no, that's the only reason why we switched it up.
Nah, scratch that.
Yeah, that's why we switched it up. That's why.
Y'all can be one of the first couples in history to go with a black themed wedding. If you just put on that Black Storm outfit and my man put on a Black Panther outfit, boom, that's it. There won't be enough.
Again. Do you like this one or do you like this one? Because those are the ones we're going with.
I'm not giving up.
I'm still hopeful.
I'm so happy that you're hopeful. I'm so happy that both of y'all are hopeful. The key word is hopeful.
I mean, but
y'all
I mean,
are hoping that it would happen. Y'all are hoping that it will happen, but it's not.
Listen, in defense of the superhero themed wedding, in defense of that,
it is not going to happen. So, with that being said, Poetic, it was so nice for you to drop by.
It's
and
not like
use your mouthpiece
be our only wedding.
And use your mouthpiece to
thank you so much.
Put out that flame.
Yes.
For your room, we're going to send you off to your wing. You can't go down to the concierge because, you know, the hotel is on fire. And we need
more people
to come through and spit. So.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and go to your room.
One love, one mic,
one love.
So, baby.
All right, my brother.
All right, brother.
Y'all not going to sit here and try to out-talk me about my doggone Marvel's wedding. And next we have on the mic. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
We gonna keep it rolling. It's none other than she's likes her VIP room, so why not Miss VIP?
Hey,
VIP in the building.
Hey,
hello, Miss VIP.
How's
hey,
VIP. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Wonderful.
How are you doing?
Hey, look, I'm hanging in there. They got me working.
Yes.
Crazy madness, you know?
Yeah,
but
no, it's
all good.
Yeah, my job, they on the same shit. I'm going back. I got to get up. We'll go to work in the morning. They are the government, and they're not even listening to the government.
Exactly.
I'm like, wait a minute. How the fuck? I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, how y'all not going to listen to y'all own people? Like, they, you know.
They don't care.
Essential business for the first time in 31 years. I was like, well, damn, I was non-essential 2 days ago.
Now they need you.
Oh, now you need me.
Now they need you.
Because they ain't letting nobody in. Well, come on now.
Oh,
what
wow.
Right.
It's like a
wow.
And they
ain't
playing with us.
You know, they trying it and they're succeeding so far. They're going to wait till somebody gets sick and then shut us down. You know how that goes.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. I think they're going to push the envelope to as far as they can push it.
Exactly.
They had us bring our laptops to work today. They had a big meeting before we left yesterday, like bring your laptops so we can send y'all to downtown so y'all can have the software put into your laptops. Everybody come walking in with their laptops today, right? These motherfuckers looked away like they owed, like we owed them some money or some shit. You know how much you owe a motherfucker some money? You try to act like you don't see them and shit. They pulled that shit
exactly.
on us. Like, wait a minute. Where are all the management at?
Like, did you really say that? Right.
Yeah. But anyway.
We are trying. Oh, Lord.
So Ms. VIP.
Yes,
ma'am.
I know you heard. The hotel is burning. And we need your spit. We need your spit, your mouthpiece, your spit to put out the flames.
We need you to drip on the flames, basically.
We need you to drip on these flames. So, I believe the pulmonologist has a question to ask you.
I do.
All right.
And that question is, Ms. VIP, can you make this mic drip?
Oh, yeah. All right. Y'all ready?
The mic
is
yours.
All right. I bet you're wondering what appeals to me, how I get the climax, how it comes to be. The tongue or the fingers can do some good, but what gets me to soaring is big, long, hard as stone wood. See, I already start the foreplay with a sexy peekaboo outfit. When he sees me, his first thought is, oh, shit. His kisses make me shiver My punani starts to quiver. Did you know that pleasure in him pleasures me too? I'm going to drain his main veins so well he'll forget his name. By then, my orgasm will be imminent. When his tongue licks my clit, I'll be the one that says, oh, shit. Thank goodness I'm multi-orgasmic. After begging for him to penetrate, he finally plunges in. Within minutes, my orgasms will begin. Damn! He keeps hitting my spot. I beg him not to stop. Damn, it's about to hit. Now you know what gets me there. Penetration is the shit. In peace.
I love that multi-orgasmic line.
Okay, so I was stuck on about to drain his main vein.
Yeah, yeah. That'll help put that fire out.
That multi-orgasmic line was that was a dope line. That multi-orgasmic. That was a dope ass line. I love that. That really stood out to me. The whole piece was dope with that. I like the way you image made an image out of that. That was dope. That was really dope.
Well, thank you, darling.
See, that's what happens when she has it. She's been, you know, she's VIP, but she's been MIA.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. I'm so glad to be back. You just don't know. I could not do things like this.
In the words of King Caden, he was says, I'm back like I left something.
Yeah. So I hope I put my room out. So my battery's
running. Yeah, it drips. It drips.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you came through and you have put out your room. The hotel is still burning, but you have put out your room.
Well, I hope there are other callers because Van and I are going to need our rooms. Okay. He got his stuff going on and I got my stuff going on. So we need our room.
Yes.
All right.
But before we let you go, and we know you've been MIA, but what do you have going on this VIP?
Well, tonight we are back in the love zone, and it's open mic, but I got a little topic. Let me know how you do you. Like, you know, what do you do in self-care, you know, for yourself?
Mm.
So, you know, that self-love, how do you do it to yourself? So, from all aspects, okay? Not just that one.
Mm.
Wow.
But we can
do it.
But bring them fire pieces because it's happening tonight.
Yes.
Where is it happening?
It's happening on Epiphany Radio, and the dollar number is 319-527-6300. And y'all better press one to be heard because you know what? I'm in a mood, okay? So I'm gonna need to know. Mm. Yes.
Y'all heard it here.
Mm-hmm.
And please, feel free to post that. And feel free to post that on the event page so people can see.
All right, darling.
Mm.
I surely will.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Love.
Let me go on. So, one mic, one love.
All right. Yes.
So, before we bring in the next caller, how are you feeling over there, sir?
I am feeling fantastic. I am fantastic. Already started off with two dope poets coming through here, slayed it. So,
I'm doing good. They came in and they put out partial fire, you know, partial flames. But we still got a whole hotel. Yes, go ahead.
And if y'all want to help us put this flame out, and you're listening online on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to pick up the phone and dial in. That dial in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip with your host, Subliminal. And I am guest co-hosting with her this evening. I just got dragged to the fucking event. I am the guest co-host.
Did I do something wrong, sir? I mean, that's what happens when you're the CEO. You just sometimes have to get pulled in.
Yes. I see that. I see. And I will go by the name of Aziz, the pulmonologist, for those who don't know. Anyway, back to the unicorn. What were you saying now?
Oh, no. I was going to say, are you ready for this next caller? Because I don't know if they're going to be able to help us put out these flames. But we don't see. You ready to find out?
Let's find out.
And that next call is
oh, my goodness.
Mr. Boston himself.
y'all trying to start something up in here, ain't y'all?
Listen, that do not be me, brother. That do not be me.
Y'all really trying to start something up in here, huh?
Everyone with the sound of our voices know who that is. That do not be the pulmonologist.
Whatever.
That do not be the pulmonologist. Everybody knows.
This just have to be a wet plunge Wednesday, didn't it?
But here's the thing. That's
what's going on, man?
Yo, what's going on, brother? How you doing tonight?
Man, you know,
Van is gone. That's
okay,
Aziz, the pulmonologist.
Okay. Well, you in the building, so I can talk directly to you for what I'm going to do, because I'm going to do this freestyle just for you to shake your foundation and then probably make you grow some more roots so I can pick the fruit right up off your tree. And in the meantime,
won't be no fruit trick. What's going on, my brother? Good to have you, but won't be no fruit picking off that tree. I'm the only one to pick the fruit off that tree,
uh-oh,
my brother.
Let me stand down then.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Stand down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
All right. I guess I'll just do a freestyle then.
Oh, no, you can do whatever's on your mind, but, you know, you do whatever's on your mind, brother. This is pulmonology. I'm just letting it be known,
okay,
brother. That's all.
All right.
And with that being said, Mr. Boston, can you make this mic drip?
I don't know. I'm going to try it.
Right, the mic is yours.
Slowly is how I'm going to crawl on your body as I feel your wetness crawl all over this rigid turgence. Slip my deep, long turgence inside that tight. Slide through and I'm going to make you explode. Tonight I'm going to make you scream, tell me. I want your turgence inside slow at first. I'm going to drill this turgence on that clit up and down, sideways, ramrod straight like a sideways fence pole. As I shift my turgence to a deep excess to your wet lips, slide that head along your slit, you moan as my turgence touches those wet lips. As you scream and beg, take me, but I'm determined to tease you to make you even hotter. Take my heart, turgence in your hand, guide it through those lips of your sweet, wet, tight, and plunge yourself down on this turgence. As we both cry out in surprise and unparalleled pleasure, as you come back to earth, awake of your orgasm, I push you up and off my turgence, almost throwing you down on the couch, moving slowly and swiftly. I let legs fall into and on the floor, but I propped the other up over my shoulder, spreading your legs again. I come slightly, letting my turtles go home and hone in on your wet lips. Pushing inside with ease, you reach behind yourself to grab the back of the couch, holding on tight as I pumped into your sweet tight with lustful violence. Your gentle moans become cries of yes, take me, take me. Your cries turn to shouts as I lick my finger on my free hand, moving between your legs, right in your pit. I begin to run circles around it gently, then harder, faster. You shout with passion. As you come again, this time your body's shaking, your muscles quivering, your sweet tight like a vice on my turgence. My own orgasm washes over me. I almost lose my balance, my body unstable as pleasure pours through me. My turgent pulsates, throbs, and my hot juices fill your slit. I continue to stroke until my turgence becomes soft. Then regaining my balance, I stand. My turgent's growing limp before you. Coated in your juices and mine, you take a moment to recover, and I close my eyes to relish the pleasure, passion we just shared. Do you still doubt what I can move you to do in the soothing, in the wet plunge of the evening? And that's Mr. Boston from DSR. All death day.
Whoa, so Mr. Boston, you came and you used your mouthpiece to put out the fire for your room. But before we go, we would send you off to your room. Can you tell us what you have going on?
Well, right now, I don't know what's going on with DSR. We've been having a lot of difficulties over there with the talk show. So I think we're standing down for a couple of more weeks, and I think we'll be back in maybe 2 weeks. But in the meantime, I'm traversing to Florida this weekend for a week of relaxation and vacation, and then I'll be back, and then I'll be traversing to San Diego, where I'm trying to determine whether I'm going to move back to California or stay in Boston, because right now my mother is in a very bad situation because one side of her heart is just working, so she's in the hospital 3 days out of the week.
Wow.
So my older brother
prayers up for that brother.
Yeah, he's 72 years old, and he can't really handle all of that going back and forth. So I'm going down to do some accessing, and then make a determination what I'm going to do from here. That's what's going on with me right now.
Oh, wow. Well, definitely prayers up to mom.
Thank you. Appreciate
from just the mic from us, man. Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Indeed.
We're going to send you off to your room.
Okay.
We're going to send you off to your room. You were able to save it.
One love. Okay, one love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the next caller?
Oh, for sure, without a doubt.
I want to see if they're going to be able to put that fire out. And next on the mic, we have none other than Mr. Whispers.
This will be Lady V in the building.
Lady V.
I'm the wrong person. I'm so sorry, Miss Lady V.
Lady V, how you doing? Welcome,
I am
blessed. Welcome back to Drip the Mic.
Hey, y'all.
I got those numbers
coming.
All mixed up. How did I do that?
Support. That's okay. You know, I like to, you know, camouflage from time to time.
I see.
It's like camouflage.
Yeah, camouflage from time to time. You know,
I
don't want you to know when I pop up, you be like, oh, right. That's what she's doing now.
Just eased up on us. That's what you did. You just eased up on us.
I snuck in the back door. I came in the back way.
We didn't hear your footsteps or nothing. Right, we didn't hear your footsteps. Or
yeah. I got them Cadillac reflexes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, you have heard that the hotel is on fire.
I heard.
The only way to make sure that your room is safe is to use that mouthpiece as your fire extinguisher and drip on these flames. So with that being said, I believe Mr. Aziza Pulmonologist has something to ask you.
I most certainly do, definitely. And Lady V, the question of the evening is, can you make this mic drip?
Oh, I believe I can make this mic drip.
The floor is yours.
Whew. All right. This one is called Punish Me. Excuse me, sir. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Follow me. I have something special for you. No need to look around. No one's here. It's just you and me. Tonight, I want to get freaky with you. Starting off slow, ending hard and rough. Calling me your bitch. Hands around my neck. Throwing this pussy at you. Screaming. Ooh, bringing it back. No mixed emotions, just fantasies and sexual exploitations. Now step into the room. I promise to give you more than you could ever handle. Are you ready for this delicate flower? Spreading her wide for your eyes only. Rubbing her on your face. Are you ready for this pleasure and this pain? Spoken like a true champ. Allowing me to take you there, a place of pure ecstasy, so much pleasure and a whole lot of pain. Kissing your neck, biting your nipples, kissing your favorite spot, making your tongue wet, your dick erect, you minding your mind going crazy, wondering what's next. Lying on the bed, spreading my legs for you to glide inside with your tongue, wasting no time, diving in here first, making me remember why I fell in love in the first place. Sucking all of my juices, making her bust to capacity, begging for you to punish me without hesitation, giving me what I want, punishing that pussy just how I like, smacking, flipping, rubbing her down, popping that pussy, squirting all over that dick, bending me over, arching my back, pussy in the air. Pull my hair, pulling me closer to you, playing with the little man in the boat. It's not wet enough. Flipping me upside down, eating that pussy from the back, shoving your dick down my throat. Oh, what a ride. Swinging from the chandelier, giving you so much pleasure. You giving me so much pain. Not on my heart, but punishing my pussy like the king you are. Treating me like the queen I am, allowing me to be the freak in the bed, punishing me, telling me to be a good girl while you have me begging for more, smacking that pussy once more, spreading my legs wider. Damn, you got me wanting to be your cover girl, walking on the runway to your love, asking you to punish her once more, unleashing the beast, letting the Batman out his cave, ready to strike again, punishing this pussy until you fall asleep deep up in it as you punish me. I'm Lady Z, and that's my piece, ENP.
She said,
wow.
And then she said,
wow. The wow, that piece, that was incredible. That was incredible. Wow. Wow,
I'm
I was not ready for that one. That piece was crazy. And the delivery, forget about it. Man, that delivery was, That delivery was so on point. It was so controlling. It was so demanding. But, you know, in not an intrusive way, if that makes sense. You know, that delivery was ill. Oh wow. I loved everything about that.
But it was a Batman somewhere. Did I not hear that? She did say something about
Batman. Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
I did.
Let Batman out the cage. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. She talked about swinging from the chandelier.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I know I'm a chandelier girl, so, you know, I had to throw that in there.
She likes playing helicopter woman. I got that. She also said that she wants you to force it down her throat.
Yeah,
she said another word. She said another word, but till it hit the back of her throat.
In other words, in other words, don't do it gently. In other words, whatever, you know.
Not at all.
Force, right. Press that into the back to where.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm catching up. I promise you, I'm catching up. Cause I'm still stuck on a lot of stuff she said. And it takes a lot to catch me off guard like that, but you never cease to amaze me.
That was incredible.
You gonna pull a what?
I'm gonna pull a few of them up out of my sleeve, just a little bit. Don't y'all judge me.
Ain't no coming back from that.
He's gonna expect to come in hard from here on out.
There's no undoing that. Right.
In other words, there's no way you can go back down to where you can't.
No reverse.
None of that shit.
Dang.
That's what happens when y'all pop a cherry like that. I was like, wait, what? Wait, what? So I was like, okay, that's what we do. Okay.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking when she was saying. Right. When you were spitting that piece, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, we should not. That's what this is about. I fucking knew it.
Open
that
can of worms. We'd open Pandora's box.
You know what? I think this might be the first one that defended themselves like that.
Yeah.
You know, we had some that kind of took what we gave them and just kind of, you know, dealt with it. But this one.
And went on about
she
it. She came back. She's
right,
like,
y'all can't do me like that.
I'm coming back harder every time.
Yeah.
I'm coming back harder. Yeah, I agree. Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know what?
Y'all know, ladies love
to be that trendsetter. I like to be the first of a lot of many things. So,
We gotta watch her.
I think I just leveled up on Drip the Mic.
But I got one for you in the words of Sylvia Blaylock. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That
I loved every
crazy.
Bit of it.
Oh my God.
I loved every bit of it. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So now I know that I need to make it forcefully to send the bats out the cave. Okay, I got it now. I got all of that. I got it. I promise you, I got it now. But before we send you over to go to your room, because you have came in here and used your mouth as a fire extinguisher and dripped on this mic, what do you have going on?
Oh, y'all done made me come and drip on this mic like I just did. And so tonight, I know I have to say it, but I got to go catch my faith. I got to go repent. So y'all come on.
So y'all come on fast, like on the moon, on the prayer line. What is that, y'all? I'm just saying, I gotta go repent. I gotta go, you know. So, I said, oh, that's gonna make me be ugly. I gotta go, Lord Jesus. Somebody save us.
I'm over here dying.
Oh my gosh. Well, so when y'all get through dripping like y'all drip, just come on with me, Jesus, y'all come on. We gonna go to fair place on the moon and we gonna pray about it.
They're gonna be like, no, hell no, not them two. Hell no.
Right.
Don't you bring them two up in here.
Okay, Lord, I tried to bring them to you, Jesus. I tried.
Who
they
in the hell?
That face looking like, what? What, Jesus? Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Oh my God.
So, but for real though, for real, it is the prayer line tonight, and then of course tomorrow I do interviews on Thursday night. So you guys can come and holler at Mark Anthony. He's actually a sci-fi writer, a sci-fi artist.
Okay.
And so, yes, I like to do stuff different. And so he's coming in the building tomorrow. And then Friday, it is your couples retreat. So we're doing that. And then we're going to do your wine and soul. So some jazz and neo soul on Saturday. And then Sunday, of course, is your quiet storm. Yeah, so, you know, Lazy going to slow it down for you.
Could you drop that information for us on the event page? So people could see.
I got you.
You know, we'll share the link and everything. That's definitely a beautiful thing.
All righty. That's what I will definitely do. And y'all don't miss our feature of the month either. You know, Miss Gina Storm coming to do our feature for the month. So.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Yes. So that's a 3-day. And then, you know. I can't wait for y'all to come through the Playhouse and be the feature. Oh, it's going to be
fun.
Yeah, man. She done let the cat out the bag.
I'm sorry, I did. I'm excited. Oh. But I'm excited.
I mean, yeah, no, me too. When I first heard, I was like, "Oh, whoa, for real? Wow! Yes, that's gonna be dope.
Yes.
That is gonna be dope."
I'm excited, man. Y'all know I always support. So I'm gonna come and support y'all every time y'all touch the mic. And now I gotta go repent in my room. And Jesus, I'm sorry, but I have to spread it like it was, you know what I'm saying, real wide like that, and let that delicate flower drip just a little bit. But I'm pure, Jesus. I'm pure again.
You know what? No, you ain't. No, you
don't. Don't tell my secret.
No, listen. No, if Jesus had a Facebook, he would be sending one of you one of them wow emojis right now. He'd be sitting there like, wow. Wow, really? Really? He'd be sitting there like, wow, really?
Oh my goodness.
Right, so that's what we're doing.
We oh my goodness.
That's my cue. I'm giving y'all a touch finger. Look, I'm giving y'all a touch finger.
It'd be all up in your inbox. Messages on Facebook when they mad at people. You know, Jesus be on his timeline, he'd be like, see some people.
We are not gonna do this. We're not gonna do this.
Girls love too, I know.
Something.
It was the angles of his geometrical frame that caused my anatomy to ring, becoming urgent that his talented limbs relax the tension between my thighs. As his hand proceeds to roam my curves, confirming his every thought, I spread my legs, revealing the treasure where X marks the spot. The extra bonus was his good looks and thuggish swagger. The sight, exceptional, eradicated, magical. Anything he wants to do to me is never disappointing. For my juices are like the Red Sea, and he is my Moses. Drinking in my ecstasy, anticipatingly savoring this Nile River, he separates my wet folds, rubbing his mold along my canal. Sensation of pleasure takes over me, spreading my legs wider. Gripping the powerful muscle in his shoulders while he slides several inches of pulsating massaging and massages inside my silky softness, stroking my vortex angle, making me squirm. He infiltrated his pipe, drilling the right spot just to hear her cream. Scientifically proven, patent pending, 100% guaranteed that he is now diving into my mind, bringing out my nasty seeds. Marking his territory, he flips me over. As the light flickers and shapes my frame, it's like poetry's pure mystery that pulls at my heartstrings. In naked splendor, the room was magical. With hardly any air, inducing this assault was who? Yes, him right there. He made my dreams become a reality. With groans and shaking, shifting my weight, reaching my climax, his evil grin I see. For he is a poet, and yes, I didn't even know that his spit was like this so melancholy about how his geometrical shapes and patterns truly makes love to me. And we are back right here at Drip the Mic Pulmonology. I am your host, Subliminal. My co-host is out sick, hoping that she'll get better. Erotic Sage, please hurry up. But I have a special guest that's here with me tonight, and that's none other than the CEO and my king, Aziz the Pulmonology. But in order for you to get in here and help us save this hotel and keep it from burning, I need you to use your mouth as a fire extinguisher. So that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. I need you to press 1 to make this mic drip. Aziz?
Yes.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good. I'm feeling good. It's been a dope, dope show so far.
I don't think we need to stop. I think we need to go ahead and bring in our next caller. And see if they can use that mouthpiece of theirs and make this mic drip. Hello, Raven, the serious.
I thought I snuck in under the radar. I'm like, let me sneak in the back door real quick.
No, you got an alarm on you. You got an alarm on you. No. Y'all ass ain't sneaking in nowhere.
Oh, man. Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening.
I am doing great. I've had a great day. I've accomplished a lot of stuff today. And so, yeah.
Nice, nice. Well, it's definitely dope to have you here as always. Maybe you know, she bring that fire through.
I don't know if she gonna bring that fire to put out this fire. We need her to help us save the hotel, and I need her fire extinguisher.
I think that could be accomplished.
So with that being said, I believe the pulmonologist has a question for you.
I do. And that question is, Miss Raven, the serial poet killer, can you make this mic drip?
I'm going to make it pour.
The floor is yours.
This piece is called A Sexual Free Fall. Sweat pouring down onto my body as you ride me. Dancing eyes, hypnotizing smile. Lips oozing pure sexual energy. Can I caress you like this? Chocolate kisses placed upon your caramel French tiptoes. Melting and squirming under the pressure, kissing you gently. Becoming more serene in depth. With the way you squirm, quietness falling across the room, only our heavy breathing remains. Now the fun and games can begin. Can I kiss you like this? Giving your love button a long, wet kiss, pulling your hair, drawing me near, becoming one with you. Your taste is driving me crazy. Why does your sweet nectar intoxicate me? Making me drunk with desire, I can't think of a better way to express it, taste it, devour it, ravage it, licking it clean. Offering the sexual stimulation, penetrating my imagination, can I taste you like this? Take me, make me your sexual slave, tie me up, make me do any and everything to you, take me. Show me all the surprises you behold, bolder with each movement, rising and falling, got my body calling, time out. I know you are watering my garden, it was dry, but now it's flooding. Can I dominate you like this? Vibrations rippling from the hardness of your nipples to your creamy middle, a trail of fire. Being released from my tongue up to your caramel thighs, awaiting your sticky surprise, getting lost in your thickness, making things become more intense, setting my body aflame with the mere mention of your name. Can I get lost in you? You're just showing off right in my face, all the grace of a jockey. Careful not to fall off. Grind on me as my tongue twirls all over your clit, passion growing with every flick, stained with your sweet juices, body heat burning through the sheet. That load you have built up within, can I drink you like this? Forgetting how thin these walls are, the neighbors hear your love call, collapsing onto the bed, kissing your forehead, whispering in your ear, was it good for you? As it was for me, sighing and replying, it was better than I imagined, thinking to myself, you haven't seen nothing yet. In peace.
There was a part that you did that you anticipate. It was, say that part again, something about anticipation.
Anticipation. Ooh, it was a lot, child. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. Let me go back. Anticipation. No, it was the intoxication. The smell of you intoxicates me.
It was before that.
Say that whole part. Oh, why does your sweet nectar intoxicate me, making me drunk with desire? I can't think of a better way to express it, taste it, devour it, ravage it, licking it clean.
That part. Hold on, I'm taking my notes. Nectar of it. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
You know what?
Don't be surprised if something about the nectar and intoxicating come out of a poem. Don't be surprised. I tell everybody up front.
You know what? I can't even be mad at you because you know it's been so like it. I think I started off writing a lot of my erotica poems, and my favorite catchphrase was just anything with drip to it. I want to see you drip. I want to see that pussy drip. Like, anything with drip in it, it was in all my beginning stuff. But, like, one of my mentors says, she was like, yeah, you're going to have to find different ways of saying that, like, love juice, sugar water.
Right, right.
Like... So, yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The nectar and intoxication is coming, I promise. It might be the title of something. I don't know.
Ooh.
That intoxicating nectar, you never know. It's coming. I see it. It's all in my head right now.
Hey, anytime that I am the muse of anything poetic, I love it. I love it.
I see you got quiet over there, pulmonologist.
Oh, no. I was just love this, man. I'm so amazed at her work. Like, as a man, I can fuck with it. You know what I mean? I'll be feeling it, and I'll be seeing exactly what she's saying, and with certain, and the way she can kind of give things a personality in her poetry is I can see it. I can see what she means. So I just I'm such a big fan of her work.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. big fan.
Oh, I appreciate it.
No, real shit.
You have come through here, and you have used your mouthpiece as the fire extinguisher, and have saved the hotel, along with all the other phenomenal poets that have come through. We want to thank you, but before we send you on to your room, what do you have going on?
The only thing that I have going on as of late, and it's not anything that's definitely set in stone, but I definitely want y'all to stay tuned. So make sure y'all go on Facebook and like my author page, Michaela Taylor, because okay. I will be setting up a month book tour here in Tampa, where I'm going to be doing book signings, but the details and stuff is still being hashed out. And once everything gets squared away, I want y'all to come support me and show love to your girl, because I'm telling you, like, it's going to be lit.
Oh, that's big. That's big right there. That's big.
Yeah, so that's what I'm working on as of right now. So, y'all stay tuned.
Yes. We'll definitely stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Well, Ms. Raven, we're going to send you on to your room. We thank you for coming through. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night. My goodness, this has been a phenomenal show. And I hate to end it so soon. But we've run its course, and
yes.
I'm hungry. I don't know about you, but I'm a little hungry. Yeah, I'm ending the show because I'm hungry. Yeah, I said it. I'm ending the show because I'm hungry. But we thank you guys for coming through Drip the Mic Pulmonology.
We hope you have had a blast like we've had a blast. And I'm going to send this out with by Paul Cram. And you guys enjoy the rest of your evening.
An animalistic attraction aroused the lust-filled energy within our temples from the first moment that our eyes met. Softly and seductively, she started speaking, sending some supremely sexual sensations that shuddered down my spine and surrounded the spot of my sexual spirit. I began to feel my nature rise. Small talk quickly turned into flirting. Flirting then turned into silence. But it was the type of silence that allowed the sexual aura of our beings to connect in ways that can only be felt between us. As our spirits began on a climaxing collision, creating a collection of mental orgasms that sent signals of sexual desires that were felt physically in our lust-filled spirits. At that moment, still in our seductive silence, I imagined myself tearing away your clothes as we kissed aggressively. I saw myself passionately pulling your hair to expose your neck so I could use my tongue to explore your body down the middle of your beautiful breasts. These images that manifested in my mind showed me you lying on your back, so my tongue can continue its journey until it reached the sweet ambrosia that flowed from your yoni. Our silence was broken by your seductive voice.
Let's go.
This is what you command. You commanded that as you proceeded to lead me away from our original environment, my imagination became our reality. Two lust-filled spirits intertwined in the physical with strong strokes sliding, hot and heavy breathing while back-scratching penetration is taking place in this erotically exotic environment. Fighting the urge to say words that we truly feel, but we know it's because of the intensity that is shared between two lust-filled beings in a moment of gratifying each other's lust. Biting of each other's lips, staring deep into each other's eyes, as the pelvic region of our temples continued their synchronized rocking, allowing the gates of your yoni to open and soak my manhood with the sweet, raging rivers produced from the great fall creatures. Our dance picked up speed as your grip again grows tight, deeply drilling down into your sexual soul as my neck you begin to bite. An explosion of ecstasy is released as we release the last of our lust-filled moments. Cuddling appears to be the next step, but we mutually agree to depart from each other's presence. Silence again takes over the conversation. Staring at each other before we leave with pure admiration, sexual heights were discovered between two beings who gave in to the animalistic attraction that aroused the lust-filled energy within their temples from the first moment their eyes met. Silence controlled our conversation. But that silence spoke volumes.